You are listening to the Slow Living Podcast, and I'm your host, Stephanie O'Day. What if I told you that you could truly have the life of your dreams, the life you've always wanted, one filled with abundance, joy, and a sense of purpose? It's absolutely possible, and I see it each and every day with my coaching clients. It all starts with learning how to slow down. You deserve to live the life you've always dreamt about. Let's get started. Hi there, Slow Down Society. Welcome back to another edition of the Slow Living Podcast. I am your host, Stephanie O'Day, and today we are recording episode 134, and I'm going to call it Unconditional Love, along with Love Notes for Mom. And I'm recording this, and it is going to come out a little bit before Mother's Day. And Mother's Day is a really heavy topic for a lot of people. One, if you are not a mom, sometimes it can be a little annoying. And sometimes it also can be a little annoying if everyone is going on and on about their own moms or their own mothers, and maybe yours has passed away, or maybe you don't have an amazing relationship with your mom. All of those things are valid. And I want you to really kind of pay attention to the thoughts and the feelings that bubble up because they're valid. Every thought and every feeling you have comes from somewhere. And I am about slowing down, going within, taking a deep breath, and acknowledging what is happening right now in my brain and my body. Why am I feeling the way that I'm feeling? And then you decide on purpose what you're going to do about it. And today I want to talk to you about unconditional love and the love that you have for yourself. So sure, there's unconditional love that you can have for other people, but it's really hard to feel that way towards others if you don't have that deep down real, like gritty, true love for yourself. And so I want to talk to you a little bit today on how to cultivate that. And if this sounds like you, and if this is starting to feel a little uncomfortable, okay, just know that I'm on your side. And I am hugging you from afar. And wherever you are, whatever you are doing, you are worthy of unconditional love. So let's go back to what I was saying about maybe your own relationship that you have with your parents and with your upbringing. And maybe when you think about it, maybe you don't feel fulfilled. Maybe you think at some point, perhaps your emotional needs were not met to the fullest. And so that's maybe why you feel a little prickly when people start talking about unconditional love or the love they have for their parents or around Mother's Day or around Father's Day. I grew up with the idea that I knew I was a very kind of maternal-esque type person. I grew up with baby dolls and Barbies, and I sort of played house from a very, very early age. I vividly remember just spending hours and hours in my own kind of like fantasy land and loving on my stuffed animals and my baby dolls. And for a while I had a Super Ball collection and I named my Super Balls and I made little beds for them out of Kleenex boxes and I tore up tissue. And yes, if you're thinking, God, Steph, were you a little weird as a kid? Yes, I was. That said, I do have unconditional love for myself and I'm okay with all of the aspects of who I am. But I loved that kind of taking care of kind of part of my personality and a big part of what I do with my coaching clients is I kind of mom them and I love on them unconditionally. It doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter if they make a mistake. It doesn't matter if you are making a mistake.
you're still worthy of love. And that is a big part of who I am and a big part of what I teach about when I talk about slow living, of simply looking only within and you deciding what your next best step is. And you're kind of tuning out the noise and the nonsense of hustle culture and marketing and the go, go, go in our kind of capitalistic society and deciding what it is you really, really want, with the idea that whatever it is not wrong. And when you do have unconditional love for yourself and you do something that maybe you didn't want to do, maybe you didn't want to eat whatever it is you just ate, or maybe you didn't want to drink whatever it is you just drank, or maybe you didn't want to sleep in, but you did, and you're kind of beating yourself up in your brain. When you slow down and you embrace yourself and you love on yourself, you are so much quicker to forgive and realize that this is just a hiccup. This is just, it is what it is. And I'm still going to move forward in my personal and professional goals. I still am taking teeny tiny baby steps towards whatever it is that I'm going towards. And a mistake is just that. It's just a mistake. It's not an indictment of who I am as a person. I am still worthy of being able to get to wherever it is I want to go. And a mistake is just a mistake. So how do we do this? So I like affirmations and I use affirmations in my own life. And if you've been on my email list, and maybe you're doing the daily journal worksheet. And if you aren't on my email list and you don't know what I'm talking about and you want your own daily journal worksheet, no problem. It's at stephanieoday.com/daily, D-A-I-L-Y. That's a guided daily journaling worksheet. And we'll make sure that we link to it in the show notes. But what is so awesome about that is it's focused first and foremost on how you want to feel for the day. And you sort of step into that feeling. What is it you're trying to achieve here? What is it you're trying to do? And then from there, we work backward. So maybe today you want to feel loved. Maybe you want to feel worthy. Maybe you want to feel confident or productive or fulfilled. Excellent. All of those things are great ideas. And then you decide, okay, well, what are you going to do to make that happen? How are you going to line up your day? What are the things that you're going to do to help achieve this feeling? And when we're talking about that kind of stuff, sometimes affirmations, people are like, okay, I'm going to start chanting to myself. I'm going to start saying, I am worthy. I am lovable. I am strong. I am confident. I am productive. I am amazing. I think I already said amazing, but you know what I mean. But the problem is if you don't actually truly, truly deep down in your toesy woozies believe that, your brain is going to start arguing with yourself. So if you say, I am worthy, but your subconscious, the kind of inner voice that you have argues and it's like, no, you're not. No, you're not. Remember how last week you totally failed? Remember how last week you did this, this, and this? And that's evidence that you aren't amazing and you aren't confident. That's where we need to kind of work on how to have unconditional love for yourself. And the best way to do that is to kind of adopt the mindset of an older, wiser person. Maybe your mom, maybe a mom, maybe be your own mom, and sort of soothe that child that feels like she's not worthy or not confident or not productive or not amazing, and talk to her with you statements instead of I statements. Hey there, are you looking for an easier way to meet your goals without sacrificing your ethics or morals? If so, you're going to want to check out the new masterclass I recorded on how to achieve more by learning how to slow down. I know it sounds like an oxymoron, but I promise you that this is a proven system that works. If you are ready to finally meet your personal and professional goals without sacrificing yourself or your sanity, check out this new recording at stephanieoday.com/masterclass. Okay, back to this week's episode. Earlier this calendar year, I began putting love notes for mom up on social media. So if you follow me on Instagram, I'm at Stephanie O'Day. If you follow me on Facebook, it's Stephanie O'Day. I think it's dot author, but you can totally find it just by Googling my name. I started putting these love notes out there that instead of an affirmation with an I, it is a profession of love with a you. You are lovely. You are wonderful. You are worthy. Because maybe you didn't hear that enough as a child. And maybe your inner child needs healing from that. And you do want to feel like you were the center of attention when you were a tiny little being growing up, and that the adults in the room wanted your absolute best interest at all time, and were going to take care of you and make you feel loved and secure, and that everything was stable and you were safe. And so if you can't say out loud now, "I am safe," then that's okay. We can work on that together, but try and shift it. And try and maybe soothe your inner child and talk to her. Talk to 6-year-old you, 8-year-old you, 12-year-old you, and tell yourself, "You are beautiful. You are strong. You are capable of amazing things." So I started putting out these love notes. And people are writing to me from all over the world. And they're like, "Oh, gosh, I wish you were my mom. I wish I was told this." And so you can do this for yourself. You absolutely can. You can find them online. And then also I have created just for you, only if you're interested, a love notes printable that you can color. So that's at stephanieoday.com/love, L-O-V-E. And so you can print out some printable love notes that are in these you statements, and you can color them. If you want, you can cut up the smaller ones and tuck them in lunch boxes for your children or for yourself, or you can give them out to others. When you take the time to really soak in these words, I think you'll find kind of a major shift in how you carry yourself and how you present yourself. And you're no longer arguing with yourself about these affirmations because they're coming from a state of from someone else proclaiming that you are worthy or you are capable of doing amazing things. There's two resources that I talk about in the Simple Shortcuts to Peace course and with my one-on-one coaching clients. And when we're talking about inner child work, I want to just make sure that you know of these authors. Okay. So the first author who I really like is Lindsay C. Gibson, and she wrote "The Adult Children of Emotionally Immature Parents: How to Heal from Distant, Rejecting, or Self-Involved Parents." And then the other book that I'm really enjoying is called "Running on Empty: Overcome Your Childhood Emotional Neglect." And that is by Jonas Webb. And what's interesting about the "Running on Empty" book is it lists 12 different types of parents that might sound familiar to you. You might have had one of these 12, or you might have had maybe a combo of here and there. And that doesn't mean that your parents didn't love you. That doesn't mean that you came from a horrible, traumatic upbringing. I do believe that everyone does the best they can with the tools they have at the time. That said, we now know so much more about brain health and mental health and physical health and how it's all intertwined. So I like the idea of health with a capital H. And then the bottom of the peace pyramid in the Simple Shortcuts to Peace course, the second component, the first is time management, and the second is health. And it's health with a capital H, because your mental health and your physical health are the same as far as I'm concerned. You can't be physically healthy if your mental health is not there. And you cannot be mentally there and healthy if your physical health is not up to par. So I want you to no longer differentiate between the two. I want your brain and your body to be connected. And I want you to look at health with a capital H. If you didn't have the type of childhood you wished you had, okay, now you know. That's what it is that you can work on. So read these books and see what makes sense to you and see how you can, maybe with a therapist, maybe with some help, maybe reach out to your doctor if you find that you're dwelling in the past a little too much and so you can't move forward because you haven't fully healed the past. But just know that there's help out there. And if you're feeling uncomfortable or as if you can't take the kind of teeny tiny baby steps forward that I talk about all the time, that's okay. But reach out and get some help. So I'm just going to read from the table of contents of the Running on Empty book, the 12 types of parents who you may or may not have had, or maybe you've had a bit of number three over here and some number six over there. So type one is the narcissistic parent, two, the authoritative parent, three, permissive parent, four, the bereaved parent, either through divorce or widowed, number five, addicted parent, six, the depressed parent, seven, the workaholic parent, type eight, the parent with a special needs family member, type nine, the achievement or perfection focus, kind of like that tiger parent, number 10, the sociopathic parent, 11, the child as a parent. So if you were parentified at a very young age, and then 12, the well-meaning, but they were neglected themselves parent. So all of us probably have a tiny bit of all of these things within us. And that doesn't mean you're doomed in any way. It just kind of is what it is. But paying attention to that and then realizing that, oh, okay, I might have a tiny bit of that here. And that might mean why I keep self-sabotaging myself when it comes to meeting my personal and professional goals. And maybe I need to pay attention and do a little bit of thinking and some journaling and some researching on that. That is a way to kind of envelop yourself in this like cloak of love and self-love and soothing and taking care of yourself and the needs that maybe you didn't get as a young child, but you can absolutely fix in the here, in the now, as a full-fledged grown-up human. Okay, so the love notes from mom at that stephanieoday.com/love. One of the reasons that I decided to take the images that were put up on social media and change them into a coloring sheet is because when you're coloring, you are just filling in the blanks and there's no right or wrong and you don't need to be creative. A lot of times it's soothing to color because you're just can kind of wander off in your thoughts. And so that's what coloring is versus freeform drawing. So also, depending on when you were raised, I vividly remember this from the Ramona and Beezus books, the dad not wanting Ramona to color. And so he wanted her to draw her own coloring book, which is fantastic. That is great. And that is super creative. But it's a different part of your brain when you are being creative than when you're just passively relaxing and kind of shading and coloring. And it's a way to sort of meld yourself into this kind of like trance-like state. And so these affirmations are coming in a you thing. So you're coloring in the words of affirmations, of being worthy, of being amazing, of being lovely, of being capable of doing all of these things. So there's that part of the brain science. And then there's also the idea that you're not all alone and someone somewhere is taking care of you. If you're religious, this is God. This is you are not all alone in the world and in your thoughts and in your feeling. Someone somewhere has your best interest at heart. And that feels just amazing to feel that kind of unconditional love. And when you can have that eventually for yourself, that's where the secret sauce is. That's when you can do no wrong. That's when you know that no matter what it is, you've got this. And you know what the next best step is to take. And no one needs to tell you because you already have enough faith in yourself that you make amazing decisions and you've got this. Okay. All right, pretty people. As always, consider yourself loved and hugged. I hope this was helpful. I'm so proud of you. I think you are so amazing and so wonderful and so lovely. And if you want to download those printables, go for it. StephanieOday.com/love, LOVE. But as of right now, I just think you couldn't possibly do anything wrong or be any better. Keep that in mind as you go through your week, and I'll see you again next time.
Do you have a slow living story to share? Leave me a voicemail at StephanieOday.com/podcast with any questions, comments, feedback, or testimonials, and I will be sure to include it in an upcoming episode. Also, if you found value in this episode, please share it with your family and friends and subscribe through your favorite podcast provider. The more you share, comment, and leave positive reviews, the more people we can reach and share the slow living lifestyle and messaging. Thank you, Slow Down Society, and have an absolutely wonderful day.